Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'm going to be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
USA! USA! I kind of watched the game.
I watched it.
I had it on in the background.
You talking about the
did
soccer
you
game?
Watch it or did you keep an eye on it?
Soccer, right? Football?
Soccer.
Football game?
What else are we USA-ing?
I don't know.
Oh, just in general? Like
the big cricket match that nobody's paying attention to?
There's a cricket? We don't
is
play
Is anybody
cricket.
Watching this? Like, what's the...
Well,
what
it's over
the,
now.
No, I mean, well, like, what are the ratings?
Oh, well, I'm assuming they're giant. It's the World Cup. Like, a billion people watch it.
No,
it's the
in
biggest
event.
Oh, well.
Does it beat Giants Cowboys?
Oh, I doubt that.
42 million
people watch the Giants and the Cowboys.
Okay, so if that's our gold standard.
We're not getting that.
Okay, but what does it get then?
I'll bet you this gets 20.
Really?
I'll bet you this gets Sunday night. Well, I don't know, middle of the day
yeah,
on
see,
a
I'm
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm going to go way lower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, well, I watched it too. I had it on in the background.
Well, that was kind of me.
I didn't listen to any sound. Until something happened,
yeah,
that I was like, ooh, what's going on? And then I turned it up to hear what was happening.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie and say that I watched the whole thing intently. And I missed our goal, which was the only goal.
That was the best part of the
game. I know. I watched for like 40 minutes, and there was one goal, and I didn't see it. But I saw a near goal offsides, and then I saw the Iran team, the Iranians. I saw them with several near goals as well. So basically, I saw every soccer game that I've ever seen, which was a lot of almost goals.
Oh, hey, at least there was a goal.
But I missed it.
I know, but it happened.
Well, you needed that one.
We won.
We won. So,
USA! USA!
And so now we're on to the, I think we're playing the Dutch.
I love how I pretend to care.
I know.
What's up, Buck?
Yo. So for ratings reference, the game against England, which was the big one in this group, drew 15.3 million.
All right.
Most viewed men's soccer match in U.S. television history.
So I'm assuming this one will do a better number than
that. Was that a weekday?
Hard to say because that one was on a Friday and it was against England, but this one was if you don't get it right, if you don't get it done, you're out.
Yeah.
It's winner, you're going
home.
And
the England one, I think, too, was at like at 1 o'clock. So I think they were both, this one was at 11, so they're similar timed. But one was, I guess, on Friday, it's easier to blow it off and get drunk, but I don't know. I had it on in the background. It was on at the gym, and then when I got home, I had it on in the background when I was doing the award-winning show prep.
Well, what else is on at 11 o'clock on a...
Oh, like the Price is Right? It's Tuesday. I don't know. Like, there's probably like some sort of...
there's nothing good on
Dr. Phil.
I mean, honestly,
when's
like
the last
if
time
that
you watch
game,
daytime TV?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why the soccer game was easy to put on. Now, if you put that game at 1 o'clock on a Sunday, how many people are watching it?
You would, I don't know what I mean? Because it's going up against the NFL, and I'm not going to lie.
Again, also what I'm saying.
You had a much better chance of me keeping an eye on the game, and I'd say I kept more than an eye. It was, I checked in.
Well, but, you know, at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, it's easy to do that, especially with your and I's jobs.
Sure.
Sunday?
I got football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no offense, but
I don't think I'm watching either.
I watched.
I'll tell you what, I got mad at those Iranians.
Did you?
Or, I'm sorry, Iranians.
Iranians.
You know, I was listening to some of the press conference.
Yeah.
Because they have press conferences at these things.
Well, they tried to pull a Sukanic. They tried to topspin lob their atrocities back at us.
They sure did.
I kind of appreciated the move. It was a bold strategy.
I tell you what, anytime...
They did a couple things that were interesting.
They did, yes. Yeah. Anytime you get in front of an international press, buckle up.
Because
they don't care.
No.
Like
they go right at it.
One woman asked the U.S. soccer coach.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the soccer coach of the U.S. team. That's all he does. And I was surprised to see that he's actually American. That made me happy.
Yeah, they had that the German guy for a while, right?
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
I always thought that was
weird. I
was going
to say Klansman, but I'm like, that doesn't sound good.
You're close.
Well, he probably is a Klansman.
Wow.
What?
Hey-o.
But look, that was weird.
It was weird.
Having the German guy as the U.S. team soccer coach?
Yeah, I don't know how many. Like,
so this guy, Gary, I think is his name.
The Gare Bear?
I think it's Greg. Isn't it Greg?
Oh, Greg. Okay. He's American. I was listening to him talk after the game. I was waiting for an accent. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
He's actually American.
Well, I think when it comes to like the elite soccer, I'm not sure if it's necessarily homegrown. Like, I think we have to go out and, you know,
you
got to farm some of that out.
One woman asked Greg, why don't you ask your government to move the ships out of the Persian Gulf?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
She asked him that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, just a soccer coach and really feel like this is going to be a good game.
Let me also just say it for the record.
God.
I'm not sure the importance of soccer in your country, but the odds of any sport coach getting us to move warships out of a body of water, I promise you that on the bottom of that list might be the U.S. men's soccer coach.
Right.
You know, now if that's Nick Saban, then hey, you know.
But they're here.
Jim Harbaugh,
maybe we
get something done. Well, and then they were talking about, you know, their atrocities because, well, they're killing people right now for protesting, and then they lobbed it back at us with our racial injustice, and it was like this.
Well, I heard that one too, and that guy, the captain of the team, whose name I don't know, is young.
Yes.
But he handled that question very well because he's black.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him about that. They were like, well, how do you play for the U.S. when there's so much discrimination? And he's like, dude, I've played in England. I've played in Germany. The guy didn't even know that he played. He's lived in other countries.
Yes. By the way,
and
not a single U.S. player that's starting plays in the MLS. They all play overseas.
Also opened his question with a reprimand of his pronunciation of Iran.
That's the
other
thing.
I mean, I guess you're one, you know, that's whatever.
I'm okay with
that.
I'm okay with that. That's what I was about to say was, it's not Iran, it's Iran.
Iran. Yeah.
And he did correct this. And then the guy was like, okay, I'm really sorry about that. But I have played in England and Germany, and I got to tell you, newsflash, there is discrimination and hate everywhere.
Yes.
Idiot.
Well, they do throw bananas and do monkey chants.
Yes.
At a lot of the African American, well, not just the African players in Europe.
Yeah.
Tyler Adams,
Spain,
by the
way.
It happens a lot, but I think Italy is a bad it's a bad
the
place
Italians.
For it. The Italians. They got a little bit of that rise of the right
They're
thing
not
going
even
on
in
over
the
there.
Tournament.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
By the way, I got really mad because I hate. I don't hate. Again, I'm pretending like I care. I don't really care about any of this, but I do get caught up in it.
National pride, right?
Yeah, it's a bit like the Olympics, and I was rooting for him today.
It's very much like the Olympics for me.
The Iranians were a bunch of whiners who were taking dives left and right. Did you notice that?
Well, I did, but at the same time, it's soccer. I just...
Cry much, Iranians?
I kind of feel like that's just what...
Or would I cry, too, if I were from Iran?
But isn't it ridiculous that all these like American fans are sitting here hoping that the Iranians don't do something that gets the referee to do something that triggers a result against the U.S.? Like, the last 10 minutes of the game,
that's
were you just clenching that there wasn't going to be some
they tried.
Strange incident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it did feel very corrupty.
And they had a couple there at the end where that was when the last handful of minutes is when you certainly got my attention. And the Iranians.
Iran.
I don't think we're saying that right at all. How about the others?
No, the guy corrected our
Mr. Adams.
Lead guy.
It looked like they had some real opportunities there. There was a little bit of a pucker factor there. I was pulling for my
countrymen. Are we going to break down the play?
There was a cross that looked like it was, I think that's what it was. It was a cross, and I was like, oh, that's trouble, and then it wasn't.
Well,
a couple good saves by our goalie.
Would you take a nut shot for your team to advance at the World Cup?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what
you take one of the shiver shorts. Hey, sometimes
that's an American hero, right?
Sometimes
there.
Sometimes you got to make it happen. He got Hanegaard.
Christian Pulisic.
Yes,
he's our guy. He's like our new Landon Donovan.
He scored the goal.
Nailed it with the pronunciation too.
Right?
Many don't.
So good. Well, yeah, Tyler Adams is easier to do, so I'm going to stick with that one.
Pulisic's been around a while. I remember they touted him as like our next Landon Donovan. Because I went into this, I don't know any of the players.
Mm-hmm.
None of them.
We don't really
none of them have played in a World Cup before.
They're young, right?
I don't think we have a single player in our starting 11 who played in a World Cup because we missed the last one, so it's been 8 years since.
So for the longest time, it was Landon Donovan, and we had Clint Dempsey, and, you know, there's names.
Tim Howard, we had a goalie. Like,
exactly.
There were people, like, it's the same thing with, like, the women's team or any sport that like the Olympics, and this happens every 4 years. You just kind of learn, like, the media and was like the commercials. Right, there's always a big push in the commercialization of it. And it's like, hey, you should watch so and so because they're really good and they're, you know, for your country. And so if you don't make the World Cup, we don't get that push. How are we supposed to know who any of these people are? And none of them play in the MLS.
Yeah, well, the MLS sucks, right? Like, if you're going to have a good team, they have to play in Europe.
And they do.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yes. So I'm with you.
So we're probably going to win the whole thing.
We're learning. Except now we got to play the Dutch, and I've heard that the Dutch are good, but now I've heard that we haven't given up a goal the entire World Cup, so screw you, Dutch.
Dutch are always good, right?
Yes. The Netherlands are good.
And I think it's full of tall, happy men.
Although the Dutch, like us, also did not make the World Cup last cycle. So
they're hungry.
Yeah. But yeah, they're traditionally pretty good.
Yeah. Did you know that the Dutch are the tallest men in the world?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Average height.
It's a wonderful country, though. I had a great
time
there. It's great. And just the FYI, now a direct flight from Portland to Amsterdam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they're always very happy. You know, they're always the happiest countries. Yeah. And
well, it's a
tall,
very, a lot of bike riding.
So I expect a lot of
canals.
Really tall men jumping around happily playing soccer.
Well, when do we play them? When's the knockout?
Saturday morning, 7 a.m.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough for me.
That's a good one. That's a rollover and wake up and check your phone and be like, oh.
Yeah, we'll see what happens at the end.
It's kind of perfect,
close,
though,
because I'll tune in.
That little window is usually when, like, I would be watching College Game Day and just or at least have it on in the background, glancing at it. And Rivalry Week's done. No major slate of college football. It's kind of the perfect time for that to pop up.
Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
You got to put these games where it doesn't compete with any of our cool sports.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah, say don't.
It is what it is.
Don't distract me.
Don't get mad about that soccer guy.
Yeah, put it in the. It's like the Wimbledon final, right? Breakfast at Wimbledon. It's nice because I don't have to compete with anything. I just wake up and there's Wimbledon on. And I also thought it was kind of scary that I was watching at the beginning that apparently the Iran government was threatening that if you didn't sing the national anthem, the family members of the players would be tortured and or killed. Which.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's terrifying.
So and they didn't sing at, because there's a bunch of protests going on in Iran.
Yes.
And then, because the woman that was, she died.
Yes.
They tortured her and murdered
killed
her.
Yeah.
So it's sparked this whole thing.
Kind of that and human rights thing.
The Iranians, the players on the team didn't sing the national anthem for the first game.
Yeah.
And so the government came out and was like, if you do that again, we do know that your family's where they are and they're still here.
It's terrifying. And so when they were when they were lined up, they were playing the anthem and
they were doing a close up of each.
And boy, I'll tell you what, no one wanted to sing that, but it was
They were all singing.
It was just like their lips were barely moving, but it was like, hey, look at me, I'm singing the song.
Hell
I've got a lot of pride.
There was one guy at the end of the line. They were all singing it, and you could tell begrudgingly, but they were doing it. There was one guy at the end of the line who stopped.
Hopefully.
He was doing it, and then he stopped, and I looked at him, and I went, you're dead.
Well, hopefully he's like, I had some
bones
a burp, or, you know, I ran out of breath. I just find that terrifying that you are representing your country. Like, and it's a huge deal everywhere, but in that country, when they Like, that is such a big deal over there. And knowing that something as simple as singing or not singing your national anthem or not standing, you know, think about like the whole, you know, kneeling for the anthem thing that we had to deal with Kaepernick and all that. Imagine the idea of, yeah, you don't get fired, you don't get blackballed from the league. Yeah, you get killed, or like your wife gets raped and murdered by the government. Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Well, they won.
I felt for them.
See,
I did.
Iran. Go back to Iran.
I feel for those.
Wine there.
I feel for the players.
We're heading to the Sweet 16.
That's a tremendous amount of pressure. And yes, we are to the knockout rounds or stages.
The furthest we've ever been, if you're wondering, and I know you are because you guys don't know. We'll tell you. We follow soccer here. Yeah.
Soccer.
The furthest we've ever been in the World Cup is the round of eight.
So
we win this game against the Netherlands.
Against the Dutch.
We get to the furthest point of the World Cup that we've ever been.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, because we're at 16.
We're at 16. Yeah. Yep.
So they get to the
32, halved it, now it's 16.
Four wins.
And now no more ties, no more points, all that crap. Win or go home. Let's do it.
And Pulisic takes one to the nuts, kicks the winning goal, leaves the game, goes to the hospital, and then tweets about it saying, I'll be ready on Saturday.
You want
to talk about American hero?
That's right.
There's your guy.
He got Hanniger'd, and it didn't matter.
Pulisic. Well, you guys are lucky because soccer talk is already done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was the thing.
It's over.
Yeah, and people say that we don't talk sports in the first segment. Well, there you go. That was kind of sports. Sportsy.
So coming up next, we'll get in our poll question. I hate to say this, but I had it planned. Soccer.
More soccer. Well, 1080 the soccer.
I'm maybe going to switch it up.
It is the World Cup. Come on.
Go Omaha.
Well, Buck's wearing a giant American Eagle shirt. Look
I feel
at
like
that thing.
Buck's into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look at him.
He has a shirt, and all it is, it's like a sky blue shirt, and then there's just a giant eagle face on it. And he's wearing is that a USA basketball hat?
Yeah, it's the old Team USA logo with the Zubaz pattern on the lid or on the brim.
Now, if you had some America Zubas, now you'd be onto something. I don't really have a lot of American gear.
Yeah, this is about the extent of my patriotic gear, and I think I got it 10 years ago when I went to a U.S. Qualifying World Cup game in Seattle.
I have a U.S. hockey onesie, but I feel like maybe that's a bit extreme to wear into work.
You know, oh, I don't think so.
Not on a day like today.
Not on a day like today.
Once every 4 years.
Well, I feel like that I feel like that needs the because it looks like the U.S. hockey, like the 1980 Miracle on Ice, but it's a onesie, and I feel like maybe if we get to the round of eight, then indeed that needs to get busted out.
Yeah, that should be celebrated.
Yeah.
All right, big show. You know.
Yeah, I do know.
Jamboree.
Let's go.
Playoff rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches on the move?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Hugh Freeze thing is already fascinating.
Hugh Freeze!
I can't.
He's back!
Did you see his press conference?
No.
I just love...
I can't stand Hugh Freeze.
Well, nor should you, but I love the fact that at a place like, oh, I don't know, Auburn, they're selling their soul, and now they're all into second chances, or in this case, like the fifth chance. It's adorable.
All right. Well, we've got a lot to get to, so stay with us. It is 3:18. On the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. Here's our poll question today. It's on Twitter, at 1080TheFan. It's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Today we ask you, I kept it to soccer, because that's the story of the day.
It is the story of the day.
United States men's national team, oops, I may have left out a letter, advances in the World Cup. How many Fs do you give?
Oh.
Do you know what Fs mean?
I do.
Zero Fs.
Mm-hmm.
A few Fs?
Mm-hmm.
Or all the Fs?
Oh, just the three?
What the F?
Mm.
Yeah, just the three.
Then a few. I don't give all the Fs. I mean, there's very few things in this world that I give all the Fs about. And also, let me just state for the record that it really bothers me when someone's patriotism comes down to whether or not you pay attention to a sport every 4 years. We do this with the Olympics. Like, I love America. I love our country. Proud of a lot of things about it, not so much about others, and I'm all for it. But this idea that somehow if you don't get caught up in the moment of a sport that you spend 3 years and 11 months not giving any F's about, and then all of a sudden if you don't just get completely wrapped up in it, get out of here with that. That drives
is
me.
Is anybody saying that though?
It drives me bananas.
Is that a thing here?
It does. It does become.
I mean,
a thing.
I know it's a thing in Europe.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I think people understand that it's just not. It doesn't mean as much here. I mean, if they had lost, which by the way, if you're just tuning in, they won.
They won.
USA, USA.
If they had lost, I'd be asking why we need a national team.
You're like, ah.
But because that guy kicked a ball into the goal, one goal.
After getting kicked in the giblets.
Now I'm all in.
Now
what,
you're
what
all
a
in.
Silly question.
Well, I will say that there are times that I get jealous of other countries. Because, you've traveled a bunch, right? I mean, you've seen different places and getting a chance to live abroad for a brief moment when I was younger. And I get that we're such a big country that it's a little different. We're like six countries, pieced together in one. I feel like in the world of college football, right? Like the SEC is its own country, right? Like they don't give a rip about the rest of us as long as it's happening down there. But I do get jealous that when you see, remember when Iceland made the, I think it was the World Cup, the 4 years ago when Iceland made it, like that was an amazing thing to see an entire country. When I lived in Scotland, and when Scotland did anything in sports, whether it was rugby or whether it was soccer, just the how much they embraced it, or Canada with hockey. Like, I wish that we had a little more of that. I wish that it was easier for us to get behind something. And I do find myself getting caught up in stuff from time to time. I don't like being told that I have to do it because then it feels forced. But when it is a naturally occurring thing, I think it's wonderful. I know when the U.S. women have gone on the World Cup, I've gotten caught up. I mean, shoot, 1 year I bought a Megan Rapinoe jersey. Now, it didn't fit.
Well, when Chastain took her top off.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Didn't they win the World Cup?
They won the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I was watching that in college, and to this day, I believe, on TV, I think that's the first game that I ever watched start to finish. Like, me and some friends. And
that's
now
a big deal.
Well, it helped, too, that we had the Hots wanted to watch it. Like, some of the soccer.
Yeah, whatever they want.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of one of those things. But
if
they
wanted to watch Peruvian volleyball,
we'd be watching Peruvian volleyball. You know, I was trying to, you know.
You know, volleyball's big over there.
Trying to make some time with like the 6'5 volleyball player. Didn't work out, by the way. But like those, when you get caught up in those moments, those are wonderful. Those are amazing. But when you go to other countries, those aren't forced. It's organic. It just happens. And I wish we had more of those. And I'm hoping that the men here, even though it's a sport that I don't particularly care a ton about, I'm hoping that the men can do that and can have one of those unifying things. But it's hard to unify us in anything.
Well, probably got to win another game, right?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Before people start like, whoa.
But if you got to the Final Four, I'm guessing that it would.
Yeah.
It would really do something. And by the way, this is not a knock in any shape or form.
It still wouldn't mean as much.
Well, I'm not going to say it's going to mean as much, but I think the men's team would do a better job of bringing us together. And this is not a slight in any way, because I totally got caught up in the U.S. women's team. But the U.S. women's team has more of an edge to it for a lot of our country than the men's team. And by the way, they have every right to have an edge to them. Absolutely. But when you look at some of the political stuff that goes on with the women's team, that is naturally going to take a big hunk of our population. And they're just like, no, not going to do it. I mean, we had the leader of our country taking shots at him. And that sucks. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I do think that with this men's team, as far as I know, and again, Buck, you're more of the soccer guy. I don't know of any sort of any sort of political stance, any sort of issue that the men's team is kind of standing behind.
It doesn't seem that way. It seems like they've been very, I don't know, they've kind of stayed in line, so to speak.
Well, and I hate that, because then saying that the women haven't stayed in line, but I
right, and that, yeah, it's not to pit it that way, but no. I just, they haven't ruffled any feathers or made any waves, political or otherwise.
We all should have been able to get behind the U.S. women's soccer team. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. There were a lot of people, like I said, that got turned off by some of the messages, which is stupid. But with the men's team, you see what I'm saying? Like, if we made a run to the Final Four here, and it was like, oh my God, you've got a chance to win this, I do think that you would have a chance to get a bigger portion of this country than I can remember. I'm trying to think of the last thing that wasn't a freaking war, someone knocking down some buildings, that really brought an entire country together. And isn't that just sad and pathetic? Do you have to go back to 9/11 for a brief moment when everyone kind of felt like everyone was pulling in the same direction?
That feels like it to me.
No, when Bush went out and threw that first pitch out at Yankee Stadium, regardless of what you thought of his policies or regardless of what you thought of him, boy, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And it just felt like everyone, and sports kind of helped heal this country, and it brought it back, and sports can do a lot of wonderful things. And, well, I don't ever remember us being, in my lifetime, as divided as we are right now. And how cool would it be if something as silly as a soccer game, and you see it around the world, where it brings these countries together. Just maybe we got a little magic out there, and we can put aside some differences for a freaking couple afternoons and just be Americans.
You know what would get me is give them all AR-15s.
On the field?
Then I'm on board.
Then you're on board.
Till then.
And you know what? If they do make the Final Four, it would be impressive, because they'd have to, of course, beat the Netherlands, and they would likely be facing either Argentina or France in the following round.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Are we on the bad side of the bracket?
Oh, I don't know.
Is the other side a bunch of
you'd have Brazil on the other side. You'd have Spain on the other side. I mean, I think you just get to the final eight and everyone's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like when you get to the college football playoff, hey, you want it's Michigan, like, yeah. You want Ohio State, you want Alabama.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm down because I know it's a big deal to a ton of people. So I'm in.
Yeah.
I watched today and I fist pumped when they scored.
Absolutely. Except I didn't see it. So
I didn't think I would.
I had a fist pump in the GD highlight.
It was really exciting. It was actually a really exciting game.
Yeah.
I mean,
the end that
I thought
saw
it was really exciting, because it's just the way, you know, like, they couldn't give up a goal, right?
Yeah.
So they got up one, is it nil?
1-0. I've already been yelled at because I called him a goaltender. And
what is it?
Well, it's a goalkeeper.
Oh.
But I said goaltender.
Goaltender, hockey.
Then, of course, someone's like, it's goalkeeper, you ass!
You can't fool soccer guy.
Someone says the last time the U.S. was united was the last episode of the Game of Thrones.
Yes!
It's kind of true.
We all hated that stupid freaking episode.
No, that's true. That's a good one.
But can't we be united in something that we don't hate? Can't we be united in something that's good as opposed to us peeing all over the Game of Thrones finale, which did suck? You spent that entire time then for no reason. She just turned bad. Come on.
So at the end of the game, would you rather need a goal or hold off a goal? Because it seemed terrifying to hold off the goal.
Yeah. I feel like the pucker factor might be worse trying to hold off on the
goal.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Well, for fans, definitely the stress of having to hold the lead, I think, is much tougher because if you're behind, you're maybe expecting to lose, but if something great happens, then awesome. It's instead of bracing for disaster, you know?
Strategic question as well. I heard a little bit of the broadcast at the start where the U.S. team was very aggressive because they knew they had to win and not just draw.
Yeah.
Stupid question.
I know where you're going.
Why not play like that all the time?
Because then you leave yourself vulnerable to get goals scored against you.
Now, hold on here. What if they tried to score
all the time? Boy, this aggression is great. Maybe we try this every game.
Well, Walter said this aggression because will not stand.
As the more aggressive you are, you could tell they were going to score because they were freaking all over him.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, the stupid coach, right? Am I supposed to say that?
I think
everybody's
to say
saying he's a stupid coach because he then backed
he
off.
Backed everyone
because everybody thought they needed another goal, but they didn't. So they're idiots. But then the coach said, nope, I'm going to put everybody back on defense, that was really stupid.
You know what?
I hate him. You know what? I'm out. I am.
You see someone on the Iranian team got a card from the bench, got a yellow card on the bench?
Yeah, I saw that. They're a bunch of whiny bitches.
Well, I know. Apparently Rob doesn't like Iowa football. And you know what? What's more American than Iowa football?
Was Brian Ferentz the coach?
Look, you're up 1-0. You don't need to score another one. I'm all for it.
You do, though.
Punt and play defense. Let's go. That's how you win 7 games and get to a decent bowl game.
Well,
ask Kirk Ferentz.
Somebody should hire me as a soccer coach.
Run the, like when you run the touchdown play?
Tell you what. The more times you kick the ball at the goal, the more times it will go in.
I'll tell you, you know what? Dan Lanning's not playing that candy-ass style. No. Dan Lanning, he's attacking.
So is Ted Lasso.
He's going right at it.
Have we not learned anything from Ted Lasso?
I've not fully embraced the Ted Lasso thing yet.
Why not?
I've seen like 2 episodes, and I just need to... Yeah. It's not bad. I just need to...
He's just a... Lasso's a great character.
I think it came in because I was so late to the party. It came in with such overwhelming hype that I thought it would blow me away.
If you think it's going to be a great show, it is not a great show.
Yeah.
He's just a great character.
Yes. He's very lovable.
And also, the show came at the right time.
Exactly.
It came at a time that everyone needed something feel good, and it was.
Yes. It's like if you watched Tiger King right now, you'd be like, eh? But
at the time, yeah.
Tiger King.
It united the world.
You're just stuck at home and you're like, sure, feed me this crazy S.
No, that's so
this
true.
Methed out dude that has tigers and he's marrying dudes that aren't gay and some lady's getting her arm ripped off. It was the time and place. It's all we had. And while I embrace Ted Lasso, I'm just not certain that if I'm going to make it through the entire
episode. Now all we have is Christian Pulisic.
Yes.
And all
right. One ball.
Yeah, they're saying ab injury.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on.
You got kicked right, you know.
At least call it a groin injury. Come on.
Right.
Well, when you do get kicked there, we all know it does hurt in the stomach, so maybe that's why you're calling it.
Well, it looked like he got both. It looked like he got the knee in the ab and then the foot in the gonads.
Yeah.
Either way, send him to the hospital, dude.
There's no good. Well, look, have you ever been hit really bad down there?
Listen.
Yeah.
Of course, we all have.
Yeah.
But I've never been sent to the hospital, and that tells you right there, that was not pretty. Like, you know, these soccer guys, they writhe in pain, and we know they're not hurt, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that one, you're kind of like, okay, get up, you know, even though it's the U.S. guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to the hospital with a nut shot. Dude, that has to be so
terrifying.
Painful.
Well, and terrifying. Again, you're on your way there, and you've got to be making the assumption that if I'm going to the hospital and I got kicked there, that has to be a very unnerving feeling until someone tells you that everything's going to be okay and the swelling's going to go down.
Took one for the team.
Took one for the team.
USA.
Took one for the country
American
is what
hero
he did.
Right there. Take one to the nuts. Kick the winning goal. Say, I'll see you on Saturday from a hospital
bed. That's right. Let's go.
Give me a bigger sports hero than that.
Hugh Freeze coaching from his hospital bed. How about that, huh?
That was heroic.
Yeah. He did that.
Image of him like saluting, who was it? Yeah. Who was the, Dino Babers or someone who was down on the other head coach, like looking up in the point. It was just a scene.
Real quick though, did you see why he resigned as the San Jose State offensive coordinator back in the day?
Hugh Freeze?
Yeah.
No.
So I was reading.
Wait, can we?
We
just
can.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry, I got derailed.
Why are you starting a whole new topic?
It's an amazing
story. Jesus, how long have you been in this business? We got to take a break.
Yeah, because we're never on. We're never not on time.
No, but it's 3:36. Oh. We're like 10 minutes behind.
I didn't realize that.
Hugh Freeze talk is coming up, though. I want to hear this.
I got caught in Ted Lasso talk.
I love Hugh Freeze. He's our new Dabo Sweeney, I think. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Auburn has a new coach. And it's not Lane Kiffin, because Lane Kiffin had to be so petty that he had to deny a report that he was leaving for Auburn, and in doing so, backed himself into a corner that he had to sign an extension to stay at Auburn.
Either that, or he just used the whole time to get a giant bump up. He's making like $10 million a year now at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I prefer to believe that he stayed at Ole Miss just to prove that reporter wrong. I prefer to believe that.
I just love any time someone's name comes up and then they get all pissed about it, but then they use it to sign a big fat extension at their university. I love those.
Yeah, how much does John the reporter get from that?
Mike Gundy is the best at this. Gundy does this, I swear, like every other year, where there's a rumor and he's like, well, I can't say that I wouldn't be interested, and here's another $1.5 million.
So Freeze, if you don't remember, he's had quite a past. He was the guy, well, we should probably review the sanctions that he left behind at Ole Miss.
Yes.
He was the coach at Ole Miss, and he was the guy that was using the Ole Miss coach's phone to solicit prostitutes.
Yes, although he did say that he misdialed until someone pointed out that he dialed that number a bunch, and then he was like, oh, well, all right, now I'll resign in shame. And remember, that only came out because Houston Nutt sued Ole Miss for defamation. They were saying that all of the violations that ended up, you know, they ended up on a like 14 level one violations. They all said that it wasn't Hugh Freeze, that it was all Houston Nutt, and Houston Nutt sued. And in the TV popped on.
Yeah.
In their discovery, their lawyers are the ones that found that Hugh Freeze had been calling hookers on the phone.
I will say, it's not that hard to misdial and get hookers 55 times.
You're like, whoops.
I mean, who hasn't done that?
Well, I mean, I've got faults, you've got them. You know, and that's what he said today at his press conference. He was talking about second chances. But
yeah. Well, wait, hold on. I want to hear what the San Jose State thing.
Yeah.
I just want to tee this up, just for the people who don't remember this guy. So he left Ole Miss in a cloud of shame.
Yes.
And then, Ole Miss basically said his lack of character is what got him fired. We cannot have this at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So he gets hired by Liberty.
One of the largest religious institutions. That's the Jerry Falwell.
Yeah, the Christian institution is like, all under the guise of, well, second chances. And look, I'm not a religious man. We know that. Yeah. But aren't people who are religious, don't they get pissed off at stuff like that?
No.
Or do they just like, oh, yeah, right, second chance.
He can coach.
Oh, my God.
You only get a second chance if you can coach. So
such a crock.
And I didn't know all of this, but I knew that he had a thing where it was alleged. A girl said when he was a high school coach, cause he started out at a like, Christian high school. That's how he started out. And a girl had accused him she was wearing a Grateful Dead shirt, and that's not going to fly with Hugh Freeze. That's the work of the devil. So he made her change in front of him, and he took the shirt from her.
What? Like, right there?
Like, in his office. That's what she alleged.
Oh, dear.
Of course, he's denied it. And then another gal claimed that he paddled her while at that same Christian institution. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I had heard of the alleged shirt changing incident. I hadn't heard of the paddling, but then I was like, oh gosh. And then just recently, like 4 months ago, you know, the AD at Liberty came from Baylor, that whole rape scandal. And there was a gal who was tweeting about it, being like, hey, awesome religious institution, and you hired a guy that oversaw, I don't know, one of the worst rape scandals in college sports history.
His name's Ian McCaw.
You are correct.
Okay.
And Hugh Freeze at like 2 a.m, direct messaged the gal to basically tell her, stop it. He's a great man. He's the most like Jesus that of anyone that I've ever met. And by the way, the girl's a rape survivor. So you've got Hugh Freeze in the middle of the night DMing a rape survivor, telling her not to be critical of the AD who oversaw the Baylor rape scandal because he's very much like Jesus. Holy jeez.
Well, they said that. So in his new contract at Auburn, they said that he has to relinquish all his social media because of that. Like, and he is denying that that's true.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that's true.
And now I just saw this nugget today. And this one, it does, like, this isn't I guess it is a rumor, but there was someone who was working on that staff that I guess corroborated this, that Hugh Freeze took the job years and years ago of the offensive coordinator at San Jose State. This is when Mike McIntyre was there. Remember, he moved on to take the Colorado job. But he left before he ever finished the offseason there. So he never actually coached a game at San Jose State. And he left, and he took the job OC quarterbacks coach at Arkansas State. And he left. The reason he gave, apparently, was that California was too evil. And his wife couldn't handle the lack of Jesus in California. It's too much. It's too much. Mm. So they had to leave California and go to a more godly place like Arkansas State, which would lead him to, well, the hookers. So I just...
In the hood.
I just love the idea that he left a place because it wasn't Jesus-centric enough. The evil liberals out in California were too much. Meanwhile, this dude's dialing up hookers. But apparently he wasn't dialing up hookers when he was in California. He waited until he was in the Bible Belt for that. So, look, Hugh Freeze is a good coach. They're paying him $6.5 million a year. But don't sell me this changed man. Don't sell me this second chance thing and that somehow you're trying to do right by a moral high ground on this guy. Dude, the guy's a piece of crap, and he's been a sleaze wherever he goes. But he's a good coach. And you're so desperate, so you hired him. You paid him $6.5 million.
I don't think this is as good of a hire as if they were to have gotten Lane Kiffin, but it is a good hire
because
he'll also be out of there in 5 years, guaranteed.
Something less.
He's a changed man. Fewer? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Deal asks which Auburn coach is going to talk about integrity, Bruce Pearl or Hugh Freeze? He says, "Who's their baseball coach? I'm afraid to look." So true.
Wow.
I mean, well, it's just, it is absurd. Like this whole, you hide behind the, so you can be the biggest piece of ass, but as long as you're Christian, you get second and third and fourth chances because you're a man of God. And
they certainly do like to lean on that.
So
and then the supporters will come out and be like, well, you know, you have flaws. Who are you to be critical? And they love that. But I just want a university, and it'll never happen. You know me. I just want someone finally to be transparent. It's why I respected some of the LIV golfers when someone went, like, originally, you know, Phil was trying to give his spiel about, you know, making positive change. And I loved when some of the golfers came out and was like, look, they gave me an S ton of money.
Like, yeah, Harold Varner's yeah, like, Varner like listen, it. Like, this is generational wealth. Yeah, I've never had a shot at before. Most, like, of the
guys,
taking it.
Most of those guys wouldn't say that, though.
No, but I loved it. And I want someone at Auburn. And by the way, the AD refused to take questions today. They had the press conference, then he just quietly slid away. Well, and Hugh Freeze also said that he was not aware of any sort of backlash because he's staying off social media. He's not aware that anyone's unhappy with this. I want someone at Auburn to come out and be like, look, okay, it's been a rough go of it here. We're not very good. We haven't been very good in a while. And if you haven't noticed, our in-state rival, they keep winning national titles. We need a coach, and we really couldn't find the guy that we wanted. And he's a pretty good coach, so what do you want from us? We're just going to pay him a bunch of money and hope that he doesn't dial hookers.
Well,
just
wait a minute.
Say it.
If you're Auburn, and you're gonna bring in a piece of crap like Hugh
controversial
Freeze,
man,
why not just go get Urban Meyer?
Ooh, I don't think Urban takes that job.
He must not have, because
nah.
I don't think there's any way they hire Hugh Freeze over Urban Meyer. Like, they could get, look, obviously you don't care about character. So if you don't care about character, the number one guy is Urban Meyer.
Right?
So clearly Urban Meyer wouldn't take the Auburn
job.
No,
I don't want that
job. You know they sniffed around that.
He had to have.
Because that would have been, I hate to say it, but because he's a piece of crap too.
Yeah.
That would have been a home run.
Absolutely.
So by that measure, should they have gone for Art Briles?
I don't think you can.
Yeah, I think that's untouchable.
I know those are apples and oranges, but
I get it.
Art is...
Somebody will bring him back, right?
Well, they've tried a couple times and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, he was going to be an OC somewhere, right?
Well, the Canadian League banned him.
Well, he went to Italy.
He tried being a coach in the Canadian League, and they just... The entire league said, dude, you are not going to work here. And I'm trying to remember, there was a university that tried to hire him as the OC, and it was a smaller place, and it didn't work. Again, if we're trying to find the limit of how...
Grambling. Hugh Jackson is the coach at Grambling. He tried to hire Mrs. OC. Yeah.
I do enjoy that we've searched for rock bottom. You know, we're always in search of rock bottom, and we never find it. We hit the sides all the time, but rock bottom is hard to get to. But apparently we found it, because Art Briles can coach and win a lot of games, and he can't get a job. So if you want to know where to, you know, where to find that line, it's...
Well, and Sandusky went to jail.
There you go.
Yeah. So there is a line. Well, it's just really,
you can't
really
coach
low.
From prison when you're going to be there for the rest of your life. But you know.
You think someone tried to hire him from prison? Like, hey, Jerry, just checking in. When are you getting out?
Be a consultant.
Thought you had some pretty good defenses.
Jeez.
Here is what Freeze said. So they were talking about taking his social media away.
Yeah.
And they asked him about that today. And he said, no, that's not accurate. How could you even do that in this day and time? I think there may be some wisdom in it, though.
What?
Yeah, that was his quote.
No, you could never do that, but it might be a good idea.
Yeah. And that's what he said.
Well, look, something tells me they didn't say that he doesn't have a social media presence. It's that Auburn is in control of it.
Yes.
I think what they're saying is, hey, Hugh, at 2:30 in the morning, you will not be DMing rape survivors about being critical of ADs. You're not going to do that. I hate to tell you that, man, but that's a really, really bad look. Because you know who he oversaw? Art Briles. And we just got done talking about, we found the line, is Art Briles. So just stop. Don't do that.
All right.
I want so bad, real quick, I want this to end in a glorious crash and burn. I want a Bobby Petrino-like motorcycle accident.
Ooh.
Hooker on the back. Ooh, 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 ooh. Just give me something good.
Somebody text. I got to read this.
What?
They're calling it right now.
What?
Art Briles, Liberty.
Oh, my God.
It's going to happen.
Do they have...
It tracks.
That tracks.
Do they have the balls?
Well, they already had the balls to hire the Baylor AD and Hugh Freeze.
Wow.
And they had Jerry Falwell at the helm, right? Isn't he out of there now? But
yeah, he had to resign in disgrace. Boy, wouldn't that be something? You know what? Actually, it kind of makes some sense.
I know.
Hey?
I know. All right. Where was I? Where are we?
I don't know.
Who's winning?
We are going to break.
What is occurring?
We've been derailed by soccer and Hugh Freeze and hookers and paddlings and leaving California because there's not enough Jesus.
We have lacerated kidney news.
That thing's gnarly.
Yeah, we'll get to that next. It's 3:54 on the Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Text our program 503-250-1080. Somebody texted and said they just heard Auburn was looking at Pete Rose for baseball coach.
Oh, that'd make... I like it.
I love piling on these chumps. God, so great. Injury news. We've got an update on our newest American hero, Christian Pulisic.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Kerry Lake, of course.
I mean, clearly.
But he is day-to-day with a pelvic contusion.
I thought it was an abdominal injury. We're now back to pelvic contusion.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
just
what they're saying.
Means he's got some swelling.
We also have lacerated kidney news.
Now, I have, I don't know if I've had a full lacerated kidney. What does that feel like? You pee a lot of blood and it is awful. Now, I don't know if
Do you have pain in your back?
Yes.
Low back?
Yes.
And you pee blood?
You pee blood. So I don't know if mine, God, that was so long ago. I don't know if mine was, I'm assuming because I was peeing blood. I don't remember. But it wasn't like a, you know.
You'll be fine.
They didn't seem super overly concerned with it at the time.
Wow.
But I did have some sort of scan and it sucked.
Lacerated kidney for CJ Gardner-Johnson, the corner from Philly, the Eagles.
Yes.
If you didn't see, he went out of the game the other night.
Yeah.
So he is, he's going to be out a while.
Yeah.
They said indefinitely, actually.
So, yeah, obviously his was way more seriously. But you get that sometimes.
Seriously lacerated.
Seriously lacerated. You do get those sometimes where you get hit back there and, I'd say that's not overly unique.
What are the worst sports injuries somebody can get?
Well,
I mean, so Achilles I would think would be up there. And I'm not saying painful. I'm saying worst for your body and career. Achilles has got to be up there.
That's the one that scares me more than like, I'm, and even to this day, I'm like, it that terrifies me. Like, Carl Anthony Towns, turns out his was a calf strain, but did you see his?
Yeah.
That looked like an Achilles.
Yeah, he's out 4 to 6.
He just was turning, and then all of a sudden, like, he looked back, and they always say, like, you feel like you get kicked. But anytime you get, like, a compound fracture, I think that's kind of the gold standard of, you know, the whether it's, you know, Sean Livingston or, you know, Alex Smith, Joe Theismann. When the bone is sticking out, that's the, oh, my God.
Like, Tiger Woods?
Yeah, you may never walk again. Who was the Oregon tight end? Almost lost his leg.
Brown.
Pharaoh Brown.
Right.
Yeah, those are by far the number one. Although, you know, anytime you get strapped to the spine board, now most of the time that's just precautionary. But those are the two that, and neither one has ever happened to me, but I've been on the field when those happen. And I'll tell you what, man, it's hard to put that out of your mind. When you see someone suffer one of those injuries, it is really hard because the game shuts down for half hour, 45 minutes while they're dealing with that, especially with the spinal injury. And then when that thing, you know, they get loaded up into the ambulance and they drive off, it is really hard to get your mind right knowing that you just saw that and now you're going to go back to ram your head into another person. Well, those are just really hard to overcome.
All right, the Jamboree is next. College football. It will be the coaching carousel edition. We have a lot to catch up catch up on there. Is Prime going to be the coach at Colorado yet? Do we know? Has he said anything?
Well, he said it was offered to him.
Yeah. Okay. And he's still not?
Haven't heard boo. Wow. He's not taking that job.
Yeah, you'd think not, right? No, he's just using it to.
He's not taking that job.
That was that. You want to talk about the worst fit?
Yeah,
I've ever seen in college football.
It just
Deion Sanders to Colorado just, Boulder.
It just doesn't make any sense. Unless right. he's just desperate and doesn't think he's going to get another Power 5 job, and I don't think that's the case.
He's already said he's got multiple offers.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's 4:03 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.